Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Thank you, Andy Reid. Time's yours, of course, as we do every weekday at this time.
Time's yours brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C this season. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy.
All right. Let's hit it after a eventful weekend, to say the least. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
6 runs in the first inning. I got to tell you, not only the Nationals are a disgrace to this division, but a disgrace to Major League Baseball. Patrick Corbin, remember him? The guy that the Phillies were chasing a couple of years ago? He didn't even make it out of the first inning. Shout out to Ron Reed and Bake McBride for making the Phillies Wall of Fame. Great job, Phillies. Great job.
Boy, that was like a non sequitur there. He's doing this thing on the Nationals, and all of a sudden, he got the Ron Reed, Bake McBride thing, a little Patrick Corbin mixed in. The Nationals are truly horrendous.
How do you feel about the whole Wall of Fame every year thing?
That they shouldn't do it every year if you don't have people for every year.
Agreed.
Looks like the Phillies going to be battling with the Cardinals and the Brewers for that third spot, back and forth. I'd rather have the Cardinals take over that division. I'd rather face the Brewers. Cardinals just. Phillies don't have much luck against them.
Well, Seltzer's a big believer that the Cardinals are better than the Brewers and that the team will be on the outside looking in as the Brew Crew. And, listen, the good news is the Phillies are above all of them right now.
Mm-hmm. And they have the tiebreaker over them anyway.
Yeah.
But I would prefer, if I could choose who would I would like to face in the wild card round, should it come down to it, I want the Brewers. Absolutely. Give me Milwaukee.
I don't want to be that guy. I'm excited that the Phillies are playing well. They, the last few games are really hitting the ball. But it is at home and 98, 99 degree weather where an infield fly turns into a home run. Plus, they're playing the Nationals. I'm just saying, I love the Phillies, but.
Well, this is what Charlie Manuel would call hitting season, right?
Yeah.
This is the definition of hitting season.
But this is part of being a fan. Enjoy it. These are the moments that you live for, that you live and die on every pitch, on every game. Don't say, they're playing the Nationals. You play 162 games. You beat the team in front of you on any given day, and you celebrate accordingly.
So what I want to know is, where are all the haters at that wanted to trade Rhys Hoskins last week? That's games in a row. Home run. Let's go.
Well, listen, even those amongst us, and I'm one of them, that was open-minded to it, here's the part I think people miss sometimes. It was not meant as disrespect to Rhys Hoskins, who I think is a pretty good baseball player. It was about trying to round out the Phillies in a way that makes them a more complete team, better defensively, maybe more speed.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come at me and make fun of me now? That's fine. You can do that. But, it was not to dump him. It was to try to make the squad
Rhys Hoskins
better.
Is a really good guy. I mean, he's one of the self-appointed team leaders. But he has deficiencies. Let's just call it for what it is. It's not for lack of effort.
Right.
It's just not a good fielder. And if the opportunity presented itself to upgrade there, even though he's riding a hot hand right now offensively, I would have been okay with it too.
All right, and with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Again, reminder, we'll be doing the show from training camp tomorrow. Jody Mack in for Richie tomorrow. So Jody and I will be down there at camp. We're looking forward to that. Expecting to talk to some, probably some notable players.
How are you in the heat, Joe? Tomorrow's going to be 99 degrees. Yep. So even though, you know, I mean, you guys will be there at the height of the heat.
Yeah.
How do you handle the heat?
Like the Big Dipper.
What does that mean?
It means I wilt.
Oh. Are the toes going to be out at training camp tomorrow?
Oh, no.
That's a good point. I should wear those sandals.
No,
I like
flip-flops. What are they, sandals, flip-flops? What are those
slides.
Things?
They look like slides.
Oh, you wear slides? Oh, the picture?
Dude, they're so comfortable. Oh,
but you can't wear that public.
The dogs are out.
You can't wear that in a public setting, Joe.
Yeah.
They're shower shoes.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm running to the supermarket. I'll be right back. It's not, here to work for the 4 hours.
But I'm hanging around like the Eagles press corps. Like, who am I trying to impress? Am I trying to impress Elliot? No. I mean, am I trying to impress Sealski? No. Am I trying to impress McLean? No. I'm just trying to
impress us? Why don't you wear slides here?
Because I'm indoors today. I'm just trying to be comfortable.
It's only an outdoor.
I know. You're all dapper today.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Yeah. Let's go to Robert. I mix it up. Robert, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, Joe? What's up, John? How you guys doing, man?
Hey, Rob.
Listen, I'm not going to regurgitate what's already been said about Rose. Like, we all know what happened. I'm not going to take away from the fact that they've done this year what has kept them from the playoffs. It's at least the last 2 years, correct me if I'm wrong. If you just isolate, I said this to you before, Joe, just the Marlins games, the last couple of years, that cost us the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what we wanted them to do, beat the bad teams that they're supposed to play. Now, you can't beat them every single game, but win a majority of them, a vast majority of them, and that's what they're doing. They're even sweeping a lot of these series. And I know they had a hiccup against the Rangers. That's going to happen. It's a long season. But they're taking care of business with Florida. They're taking care of business with all these other teams. I know the Cubs even were a little hiccup, too, but.
Well, you know what the other thing, though, Robert, because I hear you, you know, saying what you're saying, but they also are – I mean, I can break it down this way. Their starting pitcher is better – pitching is better than it's been. Their bullpen is way better than it's been. Their manager is better than they've had it manager.
Absolutely.
And the talent on offense, it hasn't always materialized with the offensive production this year, but I am absolutely convinced that the talent on offense is better than it's been.
And to be honest with you, I'm worried because we still didn't get the third start. That's a big disappointment for me. It's going to be mix and match going into the playoffs because Syndergaard is clearly not a third starter.
Well, yeah, he's at this point he doesn't look like it. And so Ranger would get the third game, and then you got to figure out is it Syndergaard or is it Gibson. Game four?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Robert, we got to start moving fast here. We're turning to give me the best team ever. Who do you got?
I said, forgive me. I got three, so I have to only.
Whoa.
Give me your best one.
One. You know the rules.
The A-team.
Oh, my God.
The A-team.
Oh.
All right, real quick, Janssen, you better be able to name all four.
No, I can't remember.
Come on.
Four. Outside of B.A. Baracus?
Come on, that's one.
No, I forget. I forgot.
You really don't know?
No, I like the show, but I wasn't a massive fan
of
the show.
You are a man, right?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm a man.
And how old are you?
I'm 41.
And you can't name the freaking A team.
No, I guarantee you most 40.
Dan Wilson, I don't expect you to be able to. You're a little younger. Can you name him?
No, not. I don't even know who.
Murder.
Right.
What
any.
Was the other one?
You, Dan Wilson, are not a loser because you're too young to be tagged with this. You, John Johnson, are a loser.
That makes me a loser. Rattle them off real
quick. B.A. Baracus.
I said that.
Face.
I said that.
Hannibal.
Hannibal. Yeah.
And Murdoch. And I am severely disappointed in you.
Yeah, I should have remembered
that. All right, we're turning too quickly. Alex, give me an answer. Best team ever. Who is it?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey,
pal. I'm going to spank your butt, Joe the camera.
I hope not.
We're talking about Seltzer now.
Oh, listen, Seltzer, easy target.
The best team, the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, Hawk and Animal.
All right, my man. I'm writing it down. Vince, give me a great answer. Who do you got, Vince?
The Avengers.
Is that a team?
That's very good.
Is that a team?
Excuse me?
I'm asking the question. Are they a team?
It's Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
I mean, just help me understand that.
Yes, it's a team. It's Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow,
and what makes
Hawkeye.
Them a, what makes them a team?
They're assembled there called the Avengers.
I got to look into this thing.
God.
Let's go to Jabbo. Jabbo, give me an answer.
Speaking of the Big Dipper, the 67-76ers. That's the Boston... Boston Celtics won 8 in a row, and then we knocked them off.
Yeah, bang, right on in there. Billy C., Chet Walker, Wilt, Hal Greer, love it. All right, finally, Mike in Coopersburg. Mike, give me a team.
Relevant for decades. They've had a couple replacements, the Three Stooges.
Three Stooges. They did have multiple replacements. All right. Guys, we got to make a call here. We got the Stooges. We got the 67 Sixers. We got the Avengers. We got the A-Team. 87 Oilers. 76 Canadians. Lennon and McCartney. The soccer team that won 130 in a row. Peanut butter and jelly. The 96 Bulls. SEAL Team 6. We got Elton John and Bernie Taupin. We got the Celtics dynasty, which is like 10 teams. We got the 2017 Eagles.
Boy.
We got the Warriors with Durant. What are we thinking here? John, talk to me.
I'm between two right now. Lennon and McCartney and peanut butter and jelly.
Talk to me over there. What do you got?
I would go Lennon and McCartney over peanut butter and jelly.
To camera?
If it's between those two.
So here are my instincts. We do this about once every 3 months. I think this is one of them.
Are you going to override both of us? What the hell is going on
here? I think it's going to be our poll questions tomorrow. And we're going to create multiple polls out of this and find out, let people decide what is the best team ever. We're going to have a poll tomorrow that's like peanut butter and jelly against McCartney and Lennon versus, you know, like 76
Canadians.
You're
going to do like a bracket?
Versus, yeah, yeah.
So like the 96 Bulls versus SEAL Team 6?
Correct. We will
that's going to be a matchup in the bracket.
We will let people tomorrow figure it out.
And social media, I'm sure, will react justly.
All right.
By
everyone,
the way, the 72 Dolphins went undefeated. We're not mentioning.
Not said. Not said. But according to Pete Rose, Dan, you're not allowed to talk about them because you weren't born.
I wasn't born. I can't talk about the 96 Bulls or most of these teams.
All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. We will figure out the winning answer tomorrow on the show. John Marks and Ike Reese are up next. Actually, it's Elliot in for John.
Elliot, yeah.
Along with Ike next. We'll talk to you tomorrow from training camp on 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.